it's come up to 10 minutes past out of 10. Good morning, Lagos, Nigeria, Africa and the rest of the world. It's a great delight to have you join us again today on the radio that brings to you the best of informative, educative and entertaining broadcast of programs and I like to call them elements. 247, we're here just to keep you company and also deliver to you news you can use to improve your life and everyday activity. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Well, I'm talking about your real life couple on radio, bringing you the best of entertainment, the best of, engagement, plenty of fun right here. The Techers on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, I am representing the Techers today. Let me just start with that quickly. By the way, Andrea is unavoidably absent. So, lovers of her laughter and her amazing soothing voice, you know, that slick voice that keeps you glued to your seat, close to your radio set, listening to every sound that's emanating from the airwaves into your eardrums, making sweet melody to your heart and leaving you in peace and harmony. For those of you who miss that sound of a voice, please just know that she is unavoidably absent and she'll be here tomorrow before you know it. Hey, I'm going to miss her, but hey, we are here. She gave me a spirit and every other thing that I need to ride with you in a very beautiful way this morning and take you on a journey of great entertainment, information and education as we do every day. Welcome on board. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Indeed, it's What's Up Lagos. Welcome as we commence with the very regular. It is called the Feel of Lagos. So we have a feel, a feel of what's happening in the city of Lagos across as we get reports from lovers of the show and lovers of the city called Eku. All right, so you call us from wherever you are and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And let us know what's happening in your lungu, your neighborhood, or wherever it is you are listening to us. We just want to know how you're doing, really, and how the atmospheric condition is like in your neighborhood. That's exactly what we want to find out today as we kickstart the show. Also, we started something last week. We talked about the fact that if there was something that you want changed in the city of Lagos this year, I'm not talking about what you want the government to do. I mean, enough of all of that talk. You can have plenty of that. No, it's not enough. You can have plenty of that. Maybe with Sheriff in the morning or hang out with me more on that. Sometimes with Joyce or with Sandra. All right, you can talk plenty of that with them. So what we were talking about the change, we're talking about from the perspective of people, right? What is it, attitudinal change that you need, that you think should occur in Lagos this year, 2022? We started this sometime last week, and we got a number of comments, and people are pointing out attitudes and happenings in Lagos that have to change. Things that Lagosians do, or those who live and work or stay or visit Lagos, get to do that, it has become disgusting. It has become, you know, we've had enough. Like, you know what, enough is enough. This has to change. What are those things you really, maybe you have one. Maybe it's an experience. Maybe it's the way, maybe it's the whole idea of, you know, everyone is in a hurry. You know, maybe it's just the attitude of people. Something. Maybe it's on the road. Our attitude, especially on the road. You know, earlier this morning was coming and someone actually parked right in front of us. Again, this thing that I complained about. He was going straight and he was parked on the lane that says go left. Now, we were in the traffic lights and we waited. And then it was time for the I mean, the traffic light passed those of us going left, and this gentleman who was going straight was on our lane. And of course, the other lane is already occupied, so he cannot move to that lane. So all of us had to wait. And he was right in front, so we had to wait until our time passed. And then, you know, the light changed to green for those who are going towards going straight. And then we had to wait again another round. I mean, it could be as small as the attitude is. And there was no remorse whatsoever. As far as he was telling us, can't you see the lights? Which lights are we? We're going left. So these attitudes sometimes, they're very annoying. And because we all can be fighters, we can cause arguments, we all can go out on the street and remove our suits and start throwing punches, we might want to talk about it on radio and see if somebody would find a need to do something or change their attitude as a result. So what is it you'd like to change about Lagos in 2022? What is that one thing or number of things that you think should change about our attitude or just about our dealings around Lagos in 2022? Also, do not forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and tell us where you're calling from. And please ask me where Sandra. She's fine. She's just unavoidably absent. Stop rubbing it in my face that she's not going to be here. I know some people still ask, but it's okay if you want to. But try not to rub it in my face because I'm missing her already, all right? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. For if you like to call as a man, that's the number. For ladies, hello ladies, how you doing today? You can call 01465-7190, 01465-7190. Ladies only, if I get to call, pick up that line and I hear, "Hello, how are you?" I hear, "Hello," you know, depending on how you sound as man. I'll just give light to your left hand straight up, all right? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, just the life. Oh, la la. Yes, good morning. Good morning to you, sir.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this morning, but what is missing?
Yeah, I know.
And that thing that's missing, something besides you, but I have passed what you have just told us. They just help her to recover her head.
No, she's fine. She's fine. She's on her. She just has something kept her away. Not okay. She's fine.
May God protect her.
Amen. 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 Amen to that. Power. Amen to that. Yes, yeah, you'll be here tomorrow. God bless
my
you.
My name is Azubike. I'm from Oshodi.
Oh, great. How is Oshodi this morning, sir?
Oshodi is fine, but Oshodi is not fine like that. Oshodi is not fine like that is because since how many weeks ago, we are suffering about a power shortage.
Yeah.
Which many people have burned a lot of fuel. Are you getting me?
Yes, I'm listening.
If the government have a mercy in us, mm-hmm. they should have fixed all these things before the thing gets out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that those money that we are wasting on fuel, people are using to pay the bad bills. It will go a long way in our economy.
So you're saying there is no electricity in your neighborhood. What area is that?
At Afarogun.
All right.
Over a week and now, no light in our side.
I can only.
We are just living in a blackout.
Yeah.
If there is some Nigerian people, I myself, I will not know what the world is talking about because I don't have electricity.
Because
I have battery in my phone. Are you getting me?
Yes,
God will bless Nigeria and so for that.
Amen.
Only for Lagos State, what one government is.
No government. I didn't ask for what government will do. What should we change, we as a people in Lagos? What is it that you're tired of?
Okay, both we and government, you know. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
So what I want we to change is to change our attitude of about this thing that we are not being at this classic light of the thing.
Yeah.
Do you know why that everything is going wrong in Nigeria about traffic, light of whatever? It's because our leaders, they don't follow the good process.
All right, I get your point. Well, Ibn Abba is on the line. Hi, Ibn Abba, good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes! Chester! your life.
Yes,
sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? I mean, it's obvious that you're great. I mean, that was a lot of energy.
Yes, yes. I'm doing real good.
Right.
It's a beautiful morning. A wonderful day.
Fantastic to know. Fantastic.
So I'm somewhere in Rossi office in Kenya. I think there's this exercise that's been going on. You bring your car for inspection. I don't know if you know about it.
Where did he say you were? I didn't hear the name.
This VIO office in Ojodubega.
Okay, VIO, yes.
I think it's going on in the old Lagos state.
Yeah, for inspection, right? The car inspection.
Yes, for inspection.
Yeah.
And it's I think I like it.
Okay.
So we know the kind of vehicles we have
on the road. I mean.
Helps save lives and keeps the roads safe and, you know now.
Yeah. So what would you like changed in Lagos in 2022?
Okay.
About, especially from the perspective of our attitude?
Okay. First thing, we need better roads in Lagos.
Okay, I agree. That's pretty much like on the government side. Attitude-wise,
yes,
are you saying that as a people there's nothing for us to change in terms of how we behave? That's
course,
my
goal. We need to change. I'm picking them one by one.
Yeah, because the wall is on the line. A lot of people have been waiting. Like three more people are waiting. So I wanted to to knock it off quickly.
I want us to change our attitude towards government.
All right.
We always want to wait for government to take action. Whereas we ourselves, we can do all of those things. And when the government sees that, these people, they are ready for something to be done. They've taken action. Yoruba people will say, Omotuba Shipa Niyare. If you don't take a step, nobody's going to help you. Let's change our attitudes towards things.
All right.
The way we react to government issues. And I think with time, things will just fall in place.
All right. Good morning, Ibn Abo. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Well, I don't know what someone would think about what Ibn Abo just said. Attitude towards government. Do something and the government will look at it like, okay, you're doing well. Guys, do you agree? What's up, Lagos? Wale's online. First time caller from Aja. Hello. Hi, Wale. All right, guys. So for those who like to call us via Skype, because we had complaints about a number of people who are outside of the country, just look for Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info FM on Skype. That's the name on Skype. Add us and you can bell us and we can talk live. So we have Prince Adeyinka Adewi joining us now.
Yes.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. This is my first time of calling and thank you for accepting my Skype call.
Yes, great. We're happy that you called.
Yeah.
Great to have you.
And I miss Andre this morning. My first time and I couldn't speak with her.
Don't worry.
Okay.
She'll be around tomorrow. You can call again.
All right. No problem. Thank you, Collins.
Thank you.
Just like you rightly said, our attitude mainly has to change. Let's leave government out of this.
Yep.
We forget that government is not giving us good road. But even if government give us good road, if the attitude is still wrong, everything will still be jam-packed.
That's right.
Like you rightly said this morning, a lane is meant for people going straight and you are facing them. That's wrong. If 100 people does that, the whole place will be locked up.
That's right.
It's not government that is going to come and touch our brain for us. We have to correct our brain ourselves and leave the rest. So, imagine if everybody can just follow the rules and regulation, traffic rules, imagine it would solve 50% of the traffic jam in Lagos. I bet it would too.
That's right.
But if one just want to cut corners, the Yoruba people always say, wah, wah, wah. I don't know if you understand that. If everybody wants to do wah, wah, wah like that on the road, the place is jacked up. That's why we have locked up. That's why, I don't know, maybe you've observed this before.
Yeah.
If you are going and you see a traffic, by the time you now get to where the traffic starts from, you see that, what is causing this traffic?
No,
I can't say anything causing this traffic.
That's right.
Exactly. It's exactly the attitude of some drivers on the road that caused that.
That's right. So we need to change our attitude.
It's a nice topic you picked this morning.
Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Thank you.
100%. And I'm calling from Saudi Arabia, by the way.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And stay well in Saudi Arabia.
Have a nice day.
And you too. Well, all the way from Saudi Arabia. So for those outside of the country, maybe you're listening to us via this, the app. You can call us via Skype, you know, Nigeria Info FM, that's the name. Add us, you see the logo there, you know the colors, you know the logo. You understand? You hear what I'm saying? So guys, call us via Skype. We can take it, especially those who are outside of the country. If you're in Lagos, you call me via Skype, I'll lie to you. All right, guys, let's take... you can send a WhatsApp too to 0809-597-5805. In a matter of seconds, we're going to break. You can also send a tweet at Nigeria Info FM, hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. This is WhatsApp Lagos. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, I have a minute. Okay, great. Let's get back to the phone lines. I almost thought it was time. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, just alive. Who do we have?
Yeah, my name is Okpeyemi.
Okpeyemi.
Calling from Onipan.
Hey, how is Onipan this morning?
Yeah, Onipan is fine.
Fantastic. Good to hear.
Yeah, about this, our attitude thing, I think there's a lot of things that needs to be changed.
All right.
Imagine government building a bridge for us. Mm-hmm. We have a bridge. They have an instruction to say, oh, use the bridge whenever you want to cross. And people will still cross. That's fucking very bad. It's bad.
No, no,
you can't, we need to change all this.
You can't use that kind of language on radio. My friend, I apologize on his behalf. Kimani, Obinuni, Eva Binusa. Okay, Eva Binaja. Yes, and this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll bring you the infotainment. And it's a good time to... Okay, Ruga, as you shut up. Okay. So I'm like approximately like, you know, 10 years older than Ruga. I can't say I just keep quiet and I'll beat. Anyways, that was a beautiful piece of music by Ruga Bounce. By the way, his name is Michael Adebayo. Born in 1999 and 21 years old now. And, that's one of the biggest jams right now in the space, if you ask me. And ladies like it. I don't know why, because maybe it's about them ladies. But hey, beautiful to know that you're there listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And yes, sometimes we let the music talk, because music has a voice, doesn't it? It's 10:31. Let's get back to the talk. We're talking about things we need to change about Lagos, Nigeria. From the point view of our attitude. And remember that you can contribute by calling us on 0700-993-993-993. Or if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. And you can also send a tweet or tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. That's it on Twitter. And you can use the hashtag. You must use the hashtag What's Up Lagos and Nigeria Info WL. Also, the Techers. Hashtag Teke Dimeji. All the hashtags that remind you of the station and indeed the Techers right here on radio. All right, let's have that. Go on, and so we can take your tweets. You can send WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. You can even send, if you like to send, call us via Skype. Let's say you're listening to us from outside the country. You can call us via Skype, Nigeria Info FM. But for now, let's get to the phone lines. Don't forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And we say, "Cheers to life." That's exactly what you do. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
The best coach on earth. Just Barros. Back and go. Jesus Barros. Back and go.
Well, I've heard you. I understand your passion about football. Your passion about the Super Eagles. I understand that. And I won't fault you for that at all. But right now, what we're talking about is what's happening in Lagos. One. Secondly, what is that thing? Attitude-wise, that you think as Lagosians we have to change. What is it? Because there's got to be... We can't continue 2022 like 2021. We have to change some things. Our attitudes on the road, you know, in public places, in the markets. Hygiene-wise, just being obedient. Just doing what is right. These things have been thrown away, you know? It's no more It is no more fun in any way. It's not, there's no pride in doing the right thing anymore. So guys, what is that thing we need to change attitudinally in the city of Lagos? In the city of Lagos. Let's take this call and then we'll go to the, some stories and the social media highlights just to, you know, lead you into the CUDA game show. Do not forget that at 11 o'clock, we'll have the Family Talk Part 2 will be coming up live, and we'll have a Part 2 of the Conversation of Entitlement, which is a big conversation we started yesterday. We hear more comments on that from 11 o'clock. In the meantime, the phone lines are buzzing. Who's ready to scream? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I want to talk about Lagos, man. Koboko.
All right, go ahead, Koboko. It's just that you have turned...
Number one, our Nigeria in Lagos should have patience. Should have patience and they stop rushing. They do the rush.
All right.
That's number one. Number two, they go to remove Lagosians, Aburu. They go to remove Lagosians, Aburu. Don't give VOA, VIA, Kai, Lasama, Loma, to take Nigerians as their own fellow human being. Mm. Now, only two things I want to drop.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Well, he wants Aburuism to be removed from Lagos. Is that possible? Uncle Jimmy has later, I'd have asked him. Is that possible? If that is possible, Agberuism? 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 Lagos, go Agberuism, go. I'm just saying, though. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong, child. Let me not go there. I don't want to break table. But hey, he said he wants Agberuism out. And, hey! Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Good morning.
Sir. Good morning to you.
It's been a while I heard from you, so I thought, let me just give you a call this morning.
So where have you been? Under the rock?
No, I've been around, sir, but to call.
Okay, cool. Great, fantastic. Good to have you. What's your name, by the way?
I'm Christopher. I'm calling from Lagos.
Great, Christopher. Where in Lagos are you calling from, and what is the atmospheric condition in that neighborhood?
Well, it's kind of sunny here, First Act Town.
Great, beautiful. So, yeah. What do you want changed about our attitude in Lagos, really, sincerely speaking?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't have. Anyways, I don't know what to say about. I actually don't know what to say, but I just wanted to, you know, say hi, hear your voice here. That's basically what I'm calling.
Wow, really? Yeah. That's the really kind. That's the kind thing to say. Thank you so much and have a splendid day.
Thank you.
All right, guys. For those joining us right here, you're listening to What's Up Lagos with the techers right here. Colin standing in for the entire team. That's my humble self. Or Andrea, Odubi Teke, and my humble self, Colin Steke here. And all of you who are members of this What's Up Lagos team and indeed Nigeria Info FM team. We are here to bring you great entertainment, engagement, great conversation, and plenty of fun and plenty of the techers. So one person was telling me that I saw a message now. The person was saying that, yeah, I miss you. I said, I miss Andrea, I miss Al. And I'm like, hold on. That's all his wife. They're just kidding, by the way. I'm just kidding. But my mom, like, why are you missing somebody's wife like that? But, you know, it's just a joke, though. But look, I was asking, you're missing her. Do you miss her more than me? I say, don't miss her. She's going to come. But anyways, Constant is calling right now. And I'm sure that it's calling from Satellite Town in Lagos, Nigeria. That's the First Act City. He's a first-time caller. Now, before that call comes in, a setting TV reality star or, you know, sent a message. Ifu Enada says that, look, that some men speak about cheating as though it's their birthright, but forget that women can have the capacity to cheat on them too. Which leads me to the question, which I think maybe we'll spend some time later as a topic. Do you think that our culture and our society encourages men to cheat more? Just think about that while I take this call. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Honestly, I've been trying forever.
Wow.
And my question, I'm so happy to get through.
Yep.
And God bless you. Enjoy your program from day to day, every day, from morning to night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. My question is, I want to ask the government in Lagos if they have any plans about Lagos. Because Lagos is getting worse and worse every day.
Okay, when we say worse and worse every day, can you pinpoint one or two areas so that at least it will give some direction?
The whole of, from Costain to Badagry is market, not an express road.
Mm-hmm.
Bulado is horrible. It's what is this called now? Okada people are taking over the road.
Okay.
People are frying akara right inside, right in the middle of the express road.
Frying akara in the middle of the express road.
I'm telling you the honest truth.
I think I've seen that.
Right through to my SUV. You see people frying akara. It's all sorts of stuff right in the express road.
All right. Good question. I'm just going to direct the question to the governor or the Lagos State government, because sometimes when you talk about Lagos State government, because the governor is ahead, so everyone thinks that, oh, it's just to the government's table. There are people, different departments, different ministry, different commissioners. When last did you even ask for? Anyways, you say we should be asking from them. So it's high time we ask questions. Directly to some people who are directly in charge of setting things. So the Commissioner for Environment, can't remember his name, but hey, the Commissioner of Environment, that's a question to you and the entire Lagos State government. There's some people are frying akara in the middle of express road. So there's no, we love akara. I like akara bread, especially when it's hot. You know, you get Konga soft agege bread to go with it. Akara, fantastic combination. In case you don't know what akara is, it's they say it's bean cake. I don't like when you try to Englishize or Anglicize, you know what I'm saying? Names, you know, African names or names of meals and stuff. I don't understand. If you don't understand, you don't understand it. No, you know, so just learn how to pray. It's akara, not bean cake, you know, but just for better understanding for those who are lost, you know, akara is bean cake, as it were. Beautiful, beautiful. But I said they're frying akara in the middle of the road right now, in the middle of the road, like right in front of the road. Not just any road, express road, Orile area. I know in Ajah it happens. You see a crawfish, they're selling food and everywhere. Hot one. So it's one thing if you bring, you're hawking it, you have the stuff and you bring it there. It's another thing where you are frying it, broad daylight in the middle of the road. And I don't know, you're right. It could be someone's hustle, but at the same time, I don't think that is right. And I think the government has to, this way you have to step in. This way you can call on the government to see what they can do. It's not to go down and pursue people. They don't pursue people. Find a way of understanding how you can create alternative for them. Because I'm not saying you should go there and pursue somebody. Maybe the akara, the woman is frying now, is what she's using to take care of her family. So find, you know, the reason people are frying akara in the middle of the road may not be far-fetched from the fact that, look, if they had something else doing, they'll probably not be frying akara in the middle of the road. So, you know, think about it from both sides. I didn't send you there to go and pursue people. Say, hey, leave here. This is wrong. It's wrong. Where should they go? All right. Mike is from Ikorodu is calling right now. Don't forget a question I asked you earlier. Do you think that our society has a way of, encouraging men to cheat? When I say cheat, in relationships. Yeah. Do you think our society and our culture? Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Great to have you.
How you doing today?
Doing fine. Just missing my better half, that's all, but I'm fine.
I can see.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So...
So, how's Ikorodu this morning, by the way?
Ikorodu is good. Ikorodu is good. I tell you.
Fantastic to hear.
Yeah. So, my contribution for this program is that actually I believe that all of us need to change attitude for things.
Hmm.
You understand? But my main concern is that because I normally ply road every time.
Okay.
I just want last man police to change their attitude on the road.
Okay.
It's not the setting trap for people, for motorists now.
Hmm.
You know, there was a day somebody ordered me for Uber. Hmm. Not even knowing that either it's last man that even ordered the Uber to come to the wrong road.
Hmm.
They direct me to the road. They direct me to the wrong road. At the same time, before you know it, I saw their towing vehicle. Say, the road I pass is wrong.
Wow.
How can it be wrong when there's no sign?
Hi.
You know? And there was a place in around that Yaba, Sabu, when I was trying to turn left to inside commercial lane, commercial road.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sign to say you should not turn left. And the traffic light does not show you should not turn left. Policeman just hold me on that road that I follow one way. How can this be a one way where there's no sign, nothing is working to direct someone?
Mm.
Before I know it, I have to drop money before they could allow me to go.
Wow.
So I just want our enforced
law enforcement agencies,
change their attitude on the road towards people, the way they treat people is no good.
That's right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I joined my voice to yours to also call on them, because I think they've got to change. You know, respect people better and don't want them to hustle. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes. The Takers. Yes.
So that's us.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Ezine from Ojo.
Good to have you. And it's the first time of calling, eh?
Yes, this is my first time of calling after listening for almost 4 years plus.
Wow. Woo, woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo. Thank you so much. I'm a first time caller.
Welcome indeed. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
You say what we want to change in Lagos.
Yes.
Yes, please. I want Lagos to change the way Okada has overtaken Lagos. If you are not careful, Okada will override Lagos. It's a terrible situation. They've become nuisance everywhere. All our secondary schools around Ojo, the way Okada drivers have taken over the whole premises is terrible.
All right.
So please, they should try as much as possible to put them under control.
That's right. Thank you.
The rate of robbery is terrible.
Okay.
In Ojo, the whole of Ojo secondary schools, the community school, Model College, Ojo High School.
Yeah.
Please, something should be done about it because of our children. Drug selling, Indian hemp selling, everywhere.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Madam Ezine. I can feel your pain. It's where I'm Okada point of view. Guys, you heard her. So Okada, the population of Okada is more than the population of human beings in Lagos. I mean, you know, that's exaggerating it, but that's exactly what it looks like in some areas, especially Ojo areas. And then the lawlessness, one way of thinking. I go through that road sometimes. And I know that there's some construction ongoing, but trust me, even with that, the lawlessness, the anyhowness in those areas, I mean, it's alarming. And the truth is, these things are detrimental to our health, to our entire mental state. You can't go to a crazy place and think that your brain will be functioning properly. No matter how much you pray, the crazy will just be entering the frame from so I'm not saying anybody is mad, but trust me, these things are affecting us much more than we think. We might think it's just a big deal, it's a Lagos life, but it's affecting us a lot. Every one of us. Everyone. I come here, I'm shouting, what's up, Lagos? Do you know if it's part of the Lagos? This thing that's affecting me that I'm screaming, what's up, Lagos on radio? Anyways, guys, let's change our attitudes. That's the bottom line of the conversation. Well, check the time, get it right. It's coming up to the moment where we'll bring you the CUDA Game Show right here, sponsored by CUDA Microfinance Bank. It is where you stand a chance to win some great funds into your CUDA Bank account. For you to be able to win, you must have a CUDA Bank account and verified. That way you can play and answer some questions and win up to 20,000 Naira. And remember that you've got to have a CUDA Bank account activated. Welcome back, Lagos, Nigeria. This is What's Up Lagos with the Takers. Collins here, standing in for the duo, Andrea and Collins on What's Up Lagos. But hey, guys, it's time for the CUDA Game Show. And if you're ready to play, we are ready to roll. You know how it works. Pretty simple. One day, sorry, man, I had to move on so people can win some money. Are these easy or something they don't want to eat today? Okay, great. So let's move on now. It's pretty simple, like I told you. You must have a CUDA Bank account activated, verified with your BVN linked, and you must be caller number 5 to be able to play. So we start the first round right now. But before we start that, I also like to mention that if you have been trying to call to play the CUDA Game Show, and then for some reason you are not connecting, and you'll be like, you feel like I'm left out. Like someone tweeted yesterday and say, you people are doing Ojoro, it's only ladies you are picking. Like we see the gender is written on the phone line. So people just talk with some small, you know. I know it's a joke, but at least your joke make it make sense more. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to insult you, but that's just it. As if the numbers have actually, they say, oh, this is a female. We can't determine that. It is only after we pick it up. So, hey, before you know, just don't make some guided statements like that. So, yeah. So, if you have been trying to connect, instead of complaining like the guy who tweeted yesterday, you have an opportunity to use the CUDA referral code, which is CUDA Radio. So, you get to open an account by downloading the app, follow the prompt, open an account, and also put in your details, link your BVN, and then put in the code. CUDA Radio, CUDA Radio, K-U-D-A Radio. That's the code. And you stand a chance to win 5,000 naira without playing any game. So it's that easy. So you go ahead and do it right now, right now. And if you win 5K, let me know. I don't need much. Just send my undeniable credit. Yeah, that's done. Just kidding. So let's get down to the first round. Okay, first caller. Hello, good morning. Yes, you're caller number one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number two. Keep trying. I know you want to say what's up, Lagos. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're caller number three. Keep trying. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. You're caller number four. Keep trying. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Wow. You're caller number five. I almost said keep trying. Congratulations to you. Who do we have?
Yeah, you have Fina on the line.
All right, Fina.
Yes.
Which Fina?
Fina.
Tina. All right, Tina, where are you calling from?
Ikorodu.
All right, great. Welcome. Congratulations. Do you have a CUDA bank account?
No.
Ah. Oh, my God. You must have it to play the game now.
Because I wanted to comment on the issue you were speaking before.
Oh.
Because I've been calling since. Because there's this issue that if we are coming out from the port, there is Agboro boys from the port.
Yeah.
My two side collecting money from people. And if you did not pay, they'll break your windscreen and all that. I wanted to comment on that.
Wow.
So when you are
in my two, right?
Debt in the port, and then coming out, you see some boys disturbing you on the way. I don't even know this kind of government itself that is allowing such things to be happening to citizens. When you have finished paying everything in the port.
All right. I'm sorry about your
please, Lagos State Government should help me and stop that.
All right. They will. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. Thank you. Appreciate. But if you still have complaints and things to change about Lagos, this period, your personal experience, you can send us a WhatsApp message. Right now, it's time to make money. It's for those who want to make money in their CUDA bank account. So let's do that quickly. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Your caller number, alternative caller number five.
Bank of the Free.
Hey, what's your name, by the way?
My name is Tosin.
Tosin, have you played the game before?
No.
Do you have a CUDA bank account?
Yes.
With your name or not another person's name? Your name?
Yes, with my name.
Okay, is it activated? Is it verified?
Yes, yes.
Who is that person giving you back up there? Tell the person.
No, like.
Tell the person you can talk. Tell the person, look, please, I'm not a baby, I can talk. Please say it.
Look, please, I'm not a baby, I can talk.
Okay. So congratulations, you have 1,000 naira in your CUDA account. Would you like to play for more now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The next question is for 2,000 naira. And let's hear what your response would be. Okay. Your question is, what is Burna Boy's real name? Burna Boy. I must not hear Queen from that, the person beside. If I hear Queen.
Dami
Wokolo. Dami Wokolo, okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Dami Wokolo, Burna Boy's name. I swear, I'll tell Burna Boy directly.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Damun Ogunko. Ogunko yani. Just manage your 1K like that, gently. Don't just.
Okay.
Just hang on there. Someone will get your details. As well, plus you, plus the person giving you the answer. All of you, you're for my hand. Burna Boy must hear this. Burna, your name is Ogu Kola. Okay. Let's move on now to the next set of calls to find another winner of some boxes right here. For those who like to make some money, all you need to do is call 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller number one. Keep trying. Thank you. Hello, good morning. Oh, la la, you're caller number two. Keep trying. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number three. Keep trying, keep trying. Hello, good morning. Yeah, you're caller number four. Please greet me now. No, we war, no, we fight.
Hi. Now,
you're caller number four, I know. Let's see who's next. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're caller number five. Congratulations.
Collins, Collins, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from, sir?
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Satellite House.
All right, Charles, do you have a Kuda bank account?
Yes, I do, I do.
Have you played the game before?
Collins, I've played this game before, and I won 7,000 naira. The person taking my details refused to give me the money. How did you win?
You have a bank account.
I was giving them my account number, and he said the account number is wrong.
The Kuda bank, the Kuda account?
Yes. For real.
What day? Can you send a message of the day you played? And please, I don't like people calling while the game is on to complain. It's very, 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 it's very selfish. Because if someone did that, you can send a WhatsApp message. We have limited time. You know later that people play. Anyways, caller number what? Okay, it's caller number five. So let's move on to the next caller and see. We're going to give somebody here. Send us a message, please. So send us a billion times. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Congratulations to you. You're the last.
Since when? Eden Praise.
Eden Praise, finally you're playing.
Yes, yeah.
All right, boys. You have 1,000 naira in your Kuda account.
Thank you.
So great. Let's play for more money. By the way, you have a Kuda bank account that is activated.
Definitely.
Have you played before?
Mba.
Okay, great. So let's play for more money right now. Well, the capital is Beirut. What is the name of the country? You have 2 seconds to answer that.
Options.
No options, sir.
Oh my God. No idea.
No idea. That's not a country, sir. Oh, you say no idea. You don't have an idea. Okay, I get it. hang up there and get it. So I'll get your details so that you can at least at all. You know, that was a simple question, right? That was like an ABCD question. But hey, you never know. You never know. All right, guys. Let's take this message from Kuda Microfinance Bank and then see if we can take one more set of calls and then wrap this all up right here. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. Well, for those who tried to send messages earlier to talk about what they want changed in Lagos, especially in 2022, don't forget, that's not ending. We'll have a lot of that conversation even subsequently on the show. All right, so keep thinking. Look around you. Look inwards. And do a self-assessment of self, of course, and of your environment also. And find out, what are those things that are kind of like drawing us back? I know that there are certain happenings or attitudinal, exhibitions, if you like, that have affected us in many ways. In many ways that we think we've come to align with things that are like norms. All right, if things that are wrong to be the norm. And we think it's beautiful because, you know, everyone's eyes, let's Lagos. But my worry is that these things are affecting us, but we do not see that way because we have become used to it. Driving in Lagos has become a big problem. And one of the reasons, not only because, there are bad roads here and there. Like someone said earlier, if there were good roads, I'm sure that people would still act the way they do. Because it's kind of like something that's in the DNA. We just choose to go the wrong way because we believe there's just this, you know, I don't know if it's cynicism or just a mindset that feels that everyone, that's the way everyone is, that's the way it is, you know. That kind of mindset that everyone is wrong, about it. Everyone is wrong, that's the way everyone is going about, that's the way life is, you know, that's the way in Lagos, that's the way to survive. I don't know, whatever it is, but let's tell ourselves the truth. So think about these things tomorrow. We'll reopen that conversation on the feel of Lagos and hear from you as we come on tomorrow with my better half, who will be joining, of course. We'll be back tomorrow. All right, it's 4 minutes past 11 a.m. in the city of Lagos. That's Central African or West African time. And if you're joining us, this is Nigeria Info. I think the music should tell you. It is Nigeria's number one station for talk. We call it the station for the nation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And we are in the segment which is called the Family Talk. This is where we drive the biggest, I say that with all sense of humility, the biggest family conversation on radio. On a daily basis, we have this. And today, we have yet another topic to, you know, delve into as we open the conversations and the Family Talk today with the Techers. Come along as we start.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to another episode of the Family Talk with the Techers right here on What's Up Lagos and Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Okay. Well, I have joining me in spirit on the other side, my better half, Andrea Odubi Teke, who is unavoidably absent. But yes, today would do a part two of our conversation on the culture of entitlement, the culture of entitlement amongst family members, the culture of entitlement amongst family members. That is our focus today. Now, to contribute on today's broadcast, you can watch us live, which I believe we're streaming live on our socials. That's on YouTube and on Facebook. You can find us at Nigeria Info FM. That's on YouTube. And at Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook. Also, you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. All right. So you can also call when the time is right. You can call 0809-597-5805. Or you can even, you know, call us live on 0700-993-993-993. And for ladies, you have a dedicated line for all women out there. Don't hate, guys. Just appreciate. The number is 01465-7190. 01465-7190 for the ladies. When the time is right, we'll get to that. You can even call us via Skype. It is Nigeria Info FM. Just check for Nigeria Info FM on Skype. And that way you can join us. All right. Today, we would like to understudy the factors, symptoms, and reasons for entitlement mentality in families and relationships. We started yesterday, and we got a number of contributions. People on both sides. There were those who said, hey, you know what? I think there's nothing wrong. If you feel entitled, you know, if you're a family member, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's our culture. That's where we are as Africans. And there were those who said, man, it's overwhelming that even society expects that, you know, you understand the entitlement mentality of your members. They even push you, you know, now you know this, you can do that. We got such contributions. So there were different people on both sides. So let me say, different people on both sides of the divide. Today, we try to understand, like I said, the factors and symptoms and reasons for entitlement mentality in families. So, now, the sources of entitlement are not fully understood, but, you know, researchers have also pointed that the factors such as people are treated by their parents or other authorities, figures, messages from the media, you know, environmental influence or other life events, especially those that make people feel that they are special, you know, could be some of the factors that are responsible for entitlement mentality. For example, if you grow up and they always told you that, oh, you know, they give you this mindset, maybe to encourage you that you deserve the best and nothing less. That kind of motivational conversation. You deserve the best. You deserve the best. And you do not know when and where you deserve the best. You now think that in every situation, yes, I get it. As, you know, as a Christian, I know what the power of positive confession or, you know, refusing to settle for less. But I cannot be myopic, and I can also be, I can't be, what's that word? I'll get it when I move on. I've lost the word right now. But I can't deceive myself to also think that I can impose, even in circumstances and situations that I do not have control over, I can, you know, impose that. It would be stupid of me to think that way. So yes, you told her, oh, you deserve the best, and not knowing when that there are limits to that in terms of what you have control over. You now feel entitled that you deserve the best, even when, you know, you are getting a privilege. You still are requesting for the best, even when it's a privilege. Yeah, I understand how that can affect us. And then in psychology, right, entitlement mentality is also defined as a sense of deservingness or being owed a favor when little or nothing has been done to deserve special treatment. You know, just have that mindset. No, you just be treated differently. Entitlement, by the way, is one of the most harmful traits a leader or a parent can instill into another person. So yes, if you have been giving your children a sense of entitlement, or as a leader, you know, you're giving your, you know, your followers that sense of entitlement, that is one of the very, very, very harmful traits to instill in a person. Now, the real problem with entitlement, really, right now, you might want to ask, is that it is usually done out of love or caring for others. So that's where the problem is. So you're now blindfolded. You can't see the real. You can't address it objectively. You because love is there, you know, and emotions are attached. So you just let it go. But how? What are the possible effects of this, of encouraging this entitlement mentality in our society, in our family? Are there effects? What are the positives? What are the negatives? What are the causes? How did we get here? How did we become so entitled? Because an average African, or even Nigerian specifically, has some sense of entitlement. We even have that with the government. Like, we don't know where the lines are. That's why it's easy for people to just drop everything on the table of the government with that sense of entitlement, you know, and they just blame everything. Could that be one of the reasons? Is that affecting us in any way? Is it stopping us from thinking? Is it stopping us from being independent? Is it stopping us from being innovative and creative about our challenges? You know, having that entitlement mentality that, okay, this is what you're expecting. You just believe that, no, this is the way it should go. Could this have a negative effect in terms of, you know, stopping us from being independent, stopping us from thinking, you know, innovatively thinking about how we can come out of a situation, as against, you know, having that mentality of, you know, I'm entitled to this, so I'm going to stay there, you know, until someone does something about the situation. Looking at it from all angles, specifically in family, what are the common causes and what are the symptoms? How do you know that a person is, you know, being entitled? Now, when it becomes an entitlement, when it becomes an entitlement becomes a problem, that means it's actually not an entitlement. It's supposed to be a privilege, and then it's turned into an entitlement. So it becomes a mentality. So you're not entitled to it, but your mentality is telling you that, hey, I deserve this. I'm entitled to this, as it were. So you can call right now to give your contributions. The number 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Let's talk entitlement mentality. What a number of questions to ask. What are the causes, you know, of this entitlement mentality? Do you see anything wrong with it? Because people believe there's nothing wrong. What are your thoughts on it specifically? How do we deal with entitled people? You know, those who have that mentality. How do you deal with such people? Do you have a personal experience we'd like to share? Do you think that our parents, like we asked yesterday, have encouraged this? Remember, I mentioned that one of the worst traits or dangerous or harmful traits to, you know, instill in a person is that entitlement mentality. So do you think that from homes, from families, we have been able, or we have in a way as parents, you know, encouraged that, and these kids have carried it into the society, and now they're just feeling entitled, as it were? What are the symptoms and effects of this entitlement mentality? Well, let's get the first call. Hello, good morning, Lagos.
Hello, good morning, sir.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, who's on the line? All right, 0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. And ladies, let's talk about this. 01465-7190. That's the number from ladies. 01465-7190. And you can see some WhatsApp messages coming in. You can also tweet at us at NigeriaInfoFM. At NigeriaInfoFM. That's how you can connect with us on Twitter. The hashtag, the family talk, the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos or NigeriaInfo WUL. We're streaming on YouTube also and Facebook. You can drop your comments on those platforms and we'll take them. You can call us via Skype if you'd like to connect with us on the show today. Entitlement mentality. So a lot of messages coming in here, the WhatsApp messages. Oh boy, actually I had to restart it, and a lot are just tripping in as we move on. Well, this person sending a message from the UK, but I don't know, you know, no name. All right, let me take this first. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
I'm on Nigeria Info.
Yes, it's Nigeria Info. Oh boy. 0700-993-993-993. All right, some tweets coming in. Let me check out these tweets quickly. I mean, they're just multiple channels. Sometimes you get, where do you start from? Where do you take it from? Multiple channels. You're trying to take a tweet. Somebody's responding to this. I saw your tweet. Thank you. That's Mendula of Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to live. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes. Who do we have? Ooh la la. Okay. Hi, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Funke.
Hi, Madam Funke. You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Isheri.
All right. Let's talk on the topic.
This entitlement is not, is something that has been and is not a good thing at all. I'm married to a firstborn. And let me just tell you my experience. When I got married, all my husband's siblings, they will come home. It's my brother's house. It's my brother's house. They have to take this. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
This is my brother's house.
Yes.
They have rights.
Yes.
In my house. I have to stand my ground. I say, come, your brother is married.
Abi?
You guys just have to know that he's married.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing that you are seeing is for me and my children.
That's right. That's right.
Believe me, they had it. Up to now, we are not in good time. They believe that it's my... I am here to just come and collect their brother. That is their... I don't have rights. Believe me, it's not an easy thing.
What do you think is the cause?
Until when they even get married. Mm. They married... One their naming ceremony, they will call my husband. Hey, your brother has put to bed, though. Then what? Hey, are you telling me that my husband to pay for naming ceremony? Ah, Jesus. This is not good.
Wow.
And this is, their parents encouraging.
Okay.
Their parents will call my husband. Oh, you have bring money for the naming. Bring money for your brother. It is not good.
All right. Not good. Thank you very much for sharing your personal experience. And, you know, also tracing it back to, you know, parents encouraging it, and which is one of the questions we asked earlier. Some people feel there's nothing wrong. But I think that once you have an entitlement mentality, you know, that means you are requesting, you are feeling entitled about, you know, entitled of something that you don't necessarily deserve, of a privilege. So there's something wrong. It's a virtual contradiction. Is that a privilege or a right? So when something is a privilege, there's nothing like I'm entitled to it again. So that's a virtual contradiction. So if everything is right with it, so why is it contradicting itself in its essence, in the very essence of, you know, what these two expressions or these two words mean? 0700-993-993. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Isaka.
Yes, welcome.
Mark one. The last caller just said everything. The parents encourage everything. I am a victim of something like this. Okay, so I had an elder brother, the very first son. So he said he's entitled to most of my father's property. And my father is late anyway.
Okay.
So he went ahead and sold 70% of the assets that we had as a family. And then he was supported because he's the first one. My mom stood by him and said, "Then he's your elder brother, whatever he takes, he's the one that..." But the problem now is that we work harder than him. We contribute to the family more than him, but because he's the eldest, he thinks he's entitled everything.
And you think your mother encouraged it, right?
Yes. He says it's my first thing, the first one that came out of me. And the whole of that stuff, we just look at it and laugh. But the parents encourage it a lot.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, another angle. That's another thing. You know how they arrive at, you know, who should, you know, be entitled to what? It starts from the family. You see, this mentality is not something that comes. You know, the society is not formed by itself. Societies are formed from the family. That's what we're asking. This mentality in the family, where is it coming from? And who's encouraging it? What are the effects of this? And that's exactly what we're talking about. Well, messages are coming on WhatsApp. Let me take like 5 calls before we go on WhatsApp. I'll go to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live, good morning to you.
Good morning, this is James Ekanem from Aja.
Welcome, James Ekanem, let's talk.
Yeah, what I want to be adjusted in Lagos is this Agboro and Lasma should be in their place.
All right.
Tax for them.
All right, we'll move away from that.
That are disrupting Lagos.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Yeah. We'll move away from that, but thank you still for bringing your points forward. All right, someone says Colin Stecker and the Tekers. Good morning. I say good morning to you too. It's in our society that you see a married man boldly telling his friend that he's angry about the fact that his girlfriend is cheating. Okay, well, that's responding to that. It's our best society has done more harm to the mindset of men, and they're making the polygamous in nature. Do you think ladies don't like eating another kind of food? By the way, Paul, are you about sending a message? Okay, responding to a message. That was an early message. All right, this one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? I sent a message last week that I asked about the WhatsApp. You didn't read it. I wish you can. What's up, Lagos? Can the government... Okay, this is about the government. Lydia, I would look at that message again. All right, this message is just dropping in. Hi, what's up, Lagos? I'm a regular listener of your show. You know, changes follow. Okay, still more changes in Lagos. So let me reload and have messages specifically for our conversation right now. All right, let's take one call. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good
Hello,
morning
good
to you.
Good morning, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Who do we have?
This is Alhaji Badamasi from Olambe, Matogun side.
Welcome, Alhaji Badamasi.
Please, I want us to know something.
Yes.
There is a difference between entitlement and privilege.
Yeah.
You understand me? When you join a government work, you will sign an undertaking that after so many years of service, Your entitlement is like this. That is your own entitlement. You understand my point?
That's right.
Then, 13 months pay, that is what we call a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, that's right.
If it is not written in your list of employment, it is not your entitlement.
That's right.
It's just a gift, piece of daily life from the government.
That's right.
Then, in the family circle,
yes,
we all have one problem. my father's property is entitlement. This is my entitlement. No, it is already in our mindset. We have to release it to make life good for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alhaji Badamosi. He took it from both angles. So, yes, entitlement and privilege are different things. They are opposite, actually. they're kind of like the opposite. You know, they're not the same. So we can't replace, you know, a privilege or use entitlement, replace a privilege with entitlement. And that's exactly why we're talking about this. And this could be affecting people and families in different ways. But how do you think this has affected our family system in any way? Hello, good morning.
What's up, nigga?
Yes, cheers to life. Yes. Wow, good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is David from the Sharia Day.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the problem in our family.
Entitlement, yes.
You see, let's look at the origin, which is marriage. Let's talk about that first. God is the one that instituted marriage. Thereafter, tradition came in. So, by the time tradition came in, it has gotten deep into people. By the time the Christ now came in to now bring education and civilization, people are already grounded in this tradition. Now, in marriage, God has his own rule when he instituted marriage.
That's right.
And God recognizes government. Government too now recognizes if government want to join you, if you want to do court marriage, they join you with the word of God. Because so government too is recognizing God.
Yeah.
So there is now conflict. People are no longer ready to learn, to know what are the God's rules guiding marriages. Tradition, what are the rules of the tradition guiding marriages? They are two different things. So it is when you are bringing the two together that confuses people, and one now wants to play advantage over the other.
All right.
But mostly these days, people are more engaged in either godly marriage or court marriage, which has legal status. This tradition something does not have legal status. It doesn't have a place in our constitution.
Okay, good. So I want to ask you a question, sir.
Okay.
You know, this mentality of entitlement, where you feel that my brother, if someone owns something, a family, you're entitled to it, whether or not you deserve it, you just feel the entitlement. Do you think it's an issue in our families?
Yes, it is an issue.
How?
If like some people are believing that it is only the firstborn, so it shouldn't be, because all of you came from that the parents, either man or woman.
All right, thank you.
Everybody should be entitled.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Certainly didn't get the full, you know, weight of our gists. But hey, still appreciate a contribution as we talk. Well, let's find out. We're talking about the entitlement mentality in amongst family members or in our family system, especially in Africa. That entitlement mentality. Have you had a personal experience? How do you deal? How have you been dealing with an entitled person? Someone who just feels entitled. Comes into your house and he doesn't see the need to ask. This is my brother or it's my sister. You know, you give him access. You just, that's the way Andrea used to say it, that if you give, you give them allowed, they take allowance. I heard that from for the first time. Like, you give them allowed, they just take allowance, as it were. I mean, that's, if anyone can explain that better, but at least you understand what I'm saying, all right? So, How do you deal with such people and their family members, especially in the family? Also, we're asking, have we encouraged it in any way as a people or as parents specifically, as siblings? Have we encouraged this entitlement mentality? Do you see anything wrong with it? That's another question. If you do not, bring forth your points. Let's talk about it. Because this is family talk. We talk about the biggest family conversations, the unspoken conversations in our families. And this is one of them. The entitlement mentality. How do you deal with it? And what has been your personal experience? 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning. All right, good. Line's jammy. You can call back. Hello, good morning. Okay. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Who do we have?
My name is Ken. I'm calling from Isala, Ajawa State.
All right, Ken. What can we do you for? Go ahead.
You can't do me for anything. I just want to contribute to this entitlement mentality.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is rooted, qualitatively I can say it's rooted in Igbo land, where the first son has that responsibility, but otherwise, if the first son is not as handy as it is, the proverbs go, he who has should bury the father, it's not the first son that killed it. Now, where it hurts most is that after dealing with the first generation is their own siblings, assisting them, maybe help them to go to school, assist them in some, tertiary certain things or acquiring skills. They will give birth to their children, and the children will face you again to start taking care of them. If you don't, you become a useless uncle or a useless aunt or an aunt that doesn't take care of the nephews and nieces. This thing is happening. In fact, right where I'm seated now, it is happening.
Wow.
So, and if you ask, am I owing you anything? They said, yes, God gave you those things because of us. If not, God wouldn't have given it to you. Now, the question is, that God that gave the man you are expecting all this, is that God?
Not your God? Or does he know your address?
And if you don't do that, you become a risk. Like right now, if you discover most Igbos that are handy, they didn't go for Christmas. Why? Because there is one black sheep or black leg in the family that is saying, okay, let him drive, come home. We are here waiting for him. If you drive in, they'll be looking at when you are opening your boot. If you don't drop bags of rice, granite oil, yam, this and that, you become a useless uncle.
Wow.
It is happening right now as I speak to you.
So
if you ask evil people, they will tell you.
Okay.
It's happening. Entitlement mentality is a cankerworm. And I don't know what the type of gospel proselytization or people campaign that will douse this mentality.
I mean, we can start from talking about it right now and also identify where it came from. Do you think it's it's cultural or family is just something the family just picked up and encouraged it? How do you think it has been encouraged?
It is tacitly cultural.
Okay.
Tacitly cultural. I'm using tacitly loosely now.
Yeah.
Because our forefathers have this this empathy of assisting brothers. You know, brotherhood.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Extended brothers and brothers. Any person that is not, like they used to do it that time. If your brother didn't make a good harvest, during planting, you give him some yam.
Yes.
Or cocoyam to go and plant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the children see this, they wouldn't work hard in the next season to make a bumper harvest. They would depend, the uncle will bring another yam in the next season, or they will eat up their barn. If an uncle's goat or sheep, has multiple beds, say, okay, my brother or my sister, go and keep this thing so that it will beget some for you. Next time, they will be expecting, if his he-goat is matured, you will expect his brother to give him one of the he-goats for festival. That is how it started. And the thing multiplied and continued in generation. This generation now, where if you are a public servant, for example, you know your salary, maybe you assisted your brother or sister
into one of all these jobs.
Mm.
He will still, if his own salary, he wouldn't regard it as anything. He will still expect you to earn your salary and give him or train his children.
Huh.
And it has encouraged laziness. It has encouraged anger and enmity in family. If you are doing and you stop doing, you become a target.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Yes,
find
right.
out, and I hope more Igbos will call. They will tell you that it's currently what is going on in Igboland now.
Hmm.
Thanks a lot for bringing in this topic. I love you.
We love you too.
My regards to my sister.
Yes, she would hear.
Both of you are lighting up the candle. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you indeed. Well said. I could feel the passion with which he spoke because, you know, yes, I know that it could be predominant, especially in the Igbo brothers from the East, no doubt. But the truth is, it's even across board. It's across board. Some people are not just as vocal. They're not, you know, they're not as arrogant about it as much as you would expect. I mean, you experience in some other parts, like the last caller said. But it's around. I've been in the East. I've spent a lot of time in the East. Spent a lot of time in the Southwest. You know, in the North. You know, spent some time in Abuja. And I could sense it. It's just that entitlement. There's just that. And like he said, it has made people lazy. And they don't want to hear. I'm sure the people will be angry right now listening to us who are beneficiaries of this 40 system that is stopping you from even achieving, you know, realizing your potential. But you don't know. But because you believe it's my brother, once my brother has made it, I'm fine. Once my brother is, my city is in power, I'm fine. This has even affected the way, you know, the performance. I want to believe that this could have affected the performance of some politicians. Because you get in there, there are already demands. Family, the old community, everyone, they're just entitled. They just give a demand. Our son. They have demands. And then you now get there and now realize, okay, the good you want to do, you need XYZ to do it. The demands that are waiting for you are alone. And like Laskola said, if you don't do it, you become an enemy. In fact, you become a target. So it's actually a major issue. Which starts from family, starting from just giving that sense of entitlement, all in the name of promoting brotherhood. How do we deal with it? 0700-993-993-993. Hello. All right, next call. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let me off the radio.
All right.
Bluetooth now. Then, good morning, my brother.
Good morning to you. What's your name?
It's not just among the young men in Africa.
Mm.
Do you know our parents too have this sense of entitlement?
Mm.
The situation where the mother expects you to give back to her even when you don't have.
Mm.
She felt, I have trained you and you are married. If you can feed your wife and your children, you must feed me. In fact, it's like a curse if you cannot feed them.
Hmm.
Especially in the Yoruba setting.
Hmm.
They will tell you, you are feeding your children and your wife.
And Jerome.
How come you cannot feed your mother?
Hmm.
Do you know your mother is the only reason you can go to heaven?
Wow.
Without your mother, even the Quran and the Bible says it, that if your mother is not in peace with you, you will not go to heaven.
Hmm.
But you can, in your home, you know that you are managing, even with your wife. Anytime you have 15 years, you manage, you come outside, you look good, people don't know. She doesn't know what you people are going through. That's keeping right. The family together. But she wants to have it because she has sent you to school. She suffered while you were young. But ever since, maybe you are a graduate for 20 years, she has not gotten you one job for one day. All she has given to you is a certificate.
Hmm.
But even a connection for an interview has not connected you.
So certainly parents are encouraging this.
Yes. No, what I'm saying is that they are even a perpetrator.
Of it.
Everybody is looking at this as if it is the brothers to brothers.
Hmm.
Even parents to children.
Wow. Wow, thank you.
It's not just brothers to brothers.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So certainly, a lot of people have attested to the fact that irrespective of the region, what region you belong to in this country, it is a common happening. And you can feel the pain of those who are experiencing this. Now, if you're not on the receiving end, I mean the person who is, they have expectations of, you may not see as a big deal and be like, what are you talking about? I'm benefiting from this. But if you're on the receiving end and you understand the pain, as it were, and how frustrating this can be, how that you're almost helpless. You become a bad person because you ask a simple question, do I owe you anything? It becomes a problem. So we have to get this entitlement mentality off our heads. We have to understand that nobody, irrespective, not your parents, not your brother, not your sister, is just the truth. Not a colleague. Not even someone you have done something for. Nobody owes you anything. Whatever you get, really, is a privilege. And it has to remain as that. I don't think that would in any way discourage people from supporting members. And if instead, some people get to the point where they're tired and they just lock up. They're just bone family. And you say, oh, he has forgotten us. Because you guys have made whatever they're doing an entitlement. This is the truth. And we have to soak it in so that we can change. We'll take a break quickly. And when we come back, I'll be hearing specifically from you. How do you think we can address this? We can start correcting this mentality, this mindset. How do you think we can go about it? It starts with family. What are those simple steps we can take to ensure that children don't grow up with this kind of mentality and understand that you are responsible for yourself, irrespective of the fact that you have family. Family, the role of family in your life is not providing for you everything you want. I think that's the mindset we have here in the family. That's not it. How can we correct this ill? How can we start talking in the right direction of fixing this mentality? Right after the break on the Family Talk with the Techers, we'll talk about that.
The family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You're listening to your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. You're listening to your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Lagos, such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
We talk about real-life conversations happening to real-life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Well, you heard it. Family is everything. Family is where it all starts from. What Nigeria has become today, hey, started from that family space. We understand the importance, the role of the family in ensuring that we fix some of the societal ills. And that's why every week on a daily basis, 11 to 12, we have some exclusive time to talk about the biggest conversations, unspoken conversations about family system and family as we know it in this part of the world. Today we're looking at the entitlement mentality by family members. Dealing with that is what we want to delve into now. It is obvious that it is affecting us in multiple ways. One could be encouraging some kind of laziness. Like I said, lack of independence. And the truth is, you start achieving your goal as a person, you start becoming a meaningful addition to the number of people that exists on the planet of the earth when you understand your role as an individual, not your role with support of others. Yes, I know that we live in a society that interdependence is the rule, there's a principle. You can't survive in isolation. But for you to be a dependent, you also have to be independent, because you have to be someone that, you know, is interdependent. So you depend on me, I depend on you. So if you put yourself in a position where you are just a dependent, or you're all your only ideas, you are depending, it's an undoing. What you don't know is that that is contributing to the slow growth and progress of our society. It may not make sense to you right now, but imagine if you understood your role and got to live to your full potential and not rely and not start having that mentality of entitlement that will push you to a place of what's that expression now? A place of to believe that, hey, you know, that's the only way, you know. If not, you start giving excuses. If not, that's my uncle that is in the government, that did not do anything, where would I be? I won't be here. If not, of course, my family, my father died, I won't be here. If not because, oh, I lost my job, I won't be here. Start blaming things on, you know, instead of finding a way out. We have to understand that it is our responsibility to accept our circumstances, to humbly accept our circumstances. That's one. Secondly, make a conscious effort to creatively deal with the challenges occasioned by the circumstances that we found ourselves. You have to make that decision. If you stay at the place of blaming, pointing fingers, and saying there's a reason, because of that entitlement mentality, you are doing yourself, and at large, you're affecting the society. So this conversation is not just, it's personal, and it's also an overall conversation that can help us reshape our thinking and achieve a better society. So how do we go about this? We have a problem in our hand. Mentality, entitlement mentality, which has been, you know, practiced for many years now, from different parts of our country, from different societies. It is a norm, more or less. Now it's a part of us. Those who do not key into it, perhaps somebody is even swearing for me right now as I'm bringing this topic, as we're talking. Say, who are you? What do you want to talk? That's how you people, you have gone to your Western culture. Now your mind is about your thinking. You think that everything, this is our culture. It's the way it is. Someone perhaps will be swearing for me right now, where they are. You will not catch me anyways. So, because I'm bringing this topic, because it has become a norm, we're used to it. But I want you to look at it from a point of view that you would have achieved a bit more if you were just understood that you have an independent role. You can achieve your potentials even independently, much more than just being reliant and being having that entitlement mentality. So how do we go about this? 0700-993-993. Solutions specifically, how do we deal with this entitlement mentality? And specifically, how do we deal with entitled people without necessarily causing trouble? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, yes, sir. Mr. Akin from Oba.
Welcome, Mr. Akin. Let's talk.
Yes, sir. You see, I disagree where you say that you cannot, your parents cannot, your mother cannot depend on you at their old age. When you were a toddler, they brought you up the nurse, yes?
Okay, but it's a caller that said that. I didn't say that.
It's a caller that said that.
Yes, please.
I agree. Yes, when you were a toddler, your parents were there for you. They sent you to school through their hard-earned money.
Okay.
As at that time, you were in a dilemma. You never knew what to do. They trained you, they nurtured you. Okay. You see, the problem we have is, but when it comes to the issue of politicians and brothers, able-bodied men, depending on able-bodied men, brothers and sisters, I didn't agree with that.
Okay, let's go back to the parents' part. You see, you disagree. That's, you see, you think that parents should have an entitlement mentality towards their children. They should feel entitled.
They should have entitlement mentality.
Why?
Okay.
Why? Because
hold on now.
Yes, go ahead.
For instance, parents at 80 years. Hello.
Yes, I'm listening.
What do you expect them to do? They have spent all they have on you when you were young. Don't forget, they have made provision for you to be okay in life. And now, here you are. Yes, they may not know what you are going through, but they can't walk anymore now.
Okay. So what of a parent that does not spend for you? That means...
If your parent did not spent for you, they did not train you, honestly, they are not entitled to anything from you.
Wow.
Because they have not invested in you.
Okay.
In fact, that's why you have all these things and around.
Okay. Thank you.
That is one. Two.
Okay, two.
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Then coming to the issue of politicians and brothers depending on brothers, I agreed to that. Brothers should not depend, because at the end of the day, you are able-bodied and you are young. You have to fend. You have to.
All right. Oh, the network. But I think he's made his point. Guys, what do you think about the last caller? I have a lot to say about the last caller, but let me hear from you. Hello, good morning.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This is Lakey from Saigon.
All right, Lakey, go ahead. What's your contribution?
Okay, my contribution will be everything is in line on, you know, education. As you had it, you know, your body, you always say, I'm going to have the logo of prayer, which is that. Which means if it depends on the property of your parents, you know, you are preparing for, you know, suffering. So, adapting mentality always lets you live mentally, you know, when it lets you think what you can do for yourself. So, for me, it's in line of parents, you know, trying to train their children, trying to train for themselves. So everything is depends on how you train your children and how you are brought up.
All right.
Thank you. I'm a guy to a wife called Ando.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Curry Day. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, move away from your radio. Kill the volume dead. That's unfair. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's Magwan calling back.
All right, quickly, let's hear you.
The solution is this. Mind you, it is out of the why the parents are responsible is because there is bias and partial love towards one child or one sibling more than the other. So the solution is, and it spills over into even our government. Yes, because when the politician gets there, he feels he's entitled to all the good things. And then the one that voted him or that fought for him to enter there feels like he's entitled to his own person. Because he's the one that puts you there. So instead of them to make everything good for everyone here, you think they don't like good life, they travel out of the country and then they enjoy that life they want there, and then they come back because they feel they're entitled to it. The solution is accountability.
Accountability.
If it happens in a family, give account of if you're entitled, give account of your entitlement. What have you done that you think you can entitle this? And it goes also to the government. Ask the people, what have you done that you feel you can travel abroad and get medical care and I can't get? What do you do? What have you done to be entitled to this accountability?
That's right. That's right. Well said. Thank you so much. Now, time is fast spent. Before I run away, I had to leave this moment specially to give a big shout out. If you're born today in history, shout out to you. But our newsreader here, that's amazing, Bringa Oreshagun's grandma, Mrs. Anna Joseph, the Noah's teacher, Anna. You know, want to say big shout out to you. Big shout out to you, ma. And happy celebrations. Also to Mrs. Tinuke Oreshagun. And that's the mom. Wow, it's a lot of celebration with the Oreshaguns as we speak right now. So happy birthday to Mrs. Anna, and happy celebration to Mrs. Anna Joseph, the Noah's teacher, Anna, and also Mrs. Tinuke Oreshagun. And to everyone born today in history, you're celebrating whatever it is you're celebrating, we celebrate you right here. And that message crossed off from Shagun. And let's get back to the conversation and wrap it up with a few more calls. What can we do? The last caller said accountability. You know, people should be held accountable. Okay, you receive, to me, you see your entitlement. Oh, yeah. Give accounts of your entitlement. What is it? Why are you entitled to it? That one will cause problems. I mean, some people will be like, I think that will start correcting the mindset a bit. And these conversations will get people thinking that truly, maybe it's not right. You know, you understand that is a privilege. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome. Who do we have?
Hello.
Hi, good morning to you. You're live on Nigeria Info. What's your name? Ooh la la. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. You're live.
Good morning. This is Cece from Ikri.
Welcome, Cece. Let's talk.
Okay. I'm glad for this topic because it's really important in this society.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm a firstborn, but it doesn't mean I'm entitled to any of my parents' properties because I have to work and I have to earn for my own family. My parents need to rest. People have to see it different ways. And again, parents, as young as we are, we should be able to make sure they get their pension plan. We are not pension plan.
That's right.
So we have to make sure they have a pension plan. If it's to open a shop for the mom or let her use a toy to open a shop while we work, because I'm so young, I can't tend to my family. I'm too young to do that right now. I don't make enough to fend for them. So I'd rather make they use their own money. Do something for their own pension plan. Because you've done training me for over, let me say, 10 or 15 years now. So it's for yourself now. Whatever you have is for yourself. And that's what I want people to do. Open pension plans for your parents.
All right. Well done. Well said. Thank you so much. I agree. Yes, a retirement plan, as it were, to ensure that, you know, like the caller that said that they, if they're 80, they can't do anything. At 80, they shouldn't be doing anything. They should be resting. So there should be plans for that ahead. You don't wait till you're 80 and start relying on your children to take care of you, especially when it comes to provision. You know, at 80, your needs are even not, they are much more than, they are more of attention than what he was talking about. I needed to correct him on that. So you can put a plan that would take care of every need of someone who's old. Just like you have plans, if you have a baby, you have plans for the child, and you know, you go ahead about it. There's so many angles to dealing with this, and I think that we might need to have another part of this conversation. I don't mind stretching this conversation till everyone gets to agree that privilege is not entitlement. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Obaro.
Welcome, sir. Let's talk.
I think this demand from firstborn, all this thing, is killing Africa.
Okay.
Yes, because it happened to me. I was very young and I'm making a lot of money. And among my family, I'm the senior. And at the age of 24, I was using cars, brand new one, and I've not married at that time. So each time I traveled to a village, when I came back to town, one problem or the other. And in that process, you know, at that time, I would take care of my father, my mother. All of a sudden, my father got sick and died. So, and after some time, my business, everything went down. Today, I become a driver. And through that period also, that I'm struggling up to now, I'm able to buy a new car. And there's no way that I cannot go back to village. And the work I was doing, when I travel for village for one of the year like that, I have the same problem. At the time I return, they stop me from the same work I'm doing.
Wow.
So it's silly. And all my sisters, my brothers, some of them are married, but all of them, they are just depend on me. Brother. Even among my father's brother's children, they all depend. They look at me as if I'm the one who has arrived. Up to now, they don't even give me a little rest. Every time, focus, this. But the little I have, I will still do. So I don't know how we can stop all this.
All right. Thank you so much. Another cry out there, outcry from someone who's wearing the shoe and knows where he's biting him. Hello, good morning. Abigail.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, first time caller on this show.
Welcome, Abigail.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so